This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Have some thank yous, Dolav. May Monday edition of the show. The PGA Championship thoughts, baseball bets for tonight, and some NBA series thoughts as well. Drew Dinsick, the whale capper, magnificent, joining us on the show. Bill Ryder, also great, talking NBA. Dennis Bernstein, talking National Hockey League from the fourth period, thanks to our three guests. Our executive producer, Scott Lynn, technical director, Bill Matz, our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, you'll hear from him momentarily, and our video producer is God's perfect creation, downtown. Mike Brown, coming up after us, BetMGM tonight, a four-hour live betting extravaganza. Quinton Mayo, Trista Crick, Ryan Horvat, all in the saddle tonight. Live sweating Major League Baseball, because there's nothing else going on. So make sure you check it out, BetMGM tonight. Going to be an awesome show, great guests, great banter as always. The guys are really funny. Trista's really funny. So Trista, Ryan, Quinton, BetMGM tonight, coming up after us here on the BetQL Network. We'll get to hard locks, our baseball bets in a second, but first, Will, series bets now in the NBA. We touched on all these series in the National Hockey League. To the NBA now, Celtics minus 175, Heat plus 140. Would you bet it right now, or do you have a strategy on how you want to bet this series?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we're doing this across many terrestrial radio spots, so we'll, it's sort of a reset. If you didn't listen to us earlier and on the, you know, with the guests with Drew and Bill, we talked about it, but we all sort of think, I mean, I think Bill Ryder leans this way, but Drew Dinsick definitely leans this way. And you and I even had mentioned this exact like sort of theory before those guys came on. Heat in game one, minus 1.5. We like that bet. Or, you know, if you want to go minus 120 on the money line. And then the Celtics are going to be what? If the Heat win game one in Miami, Celtics are minus 120 to win the series, plus 120?
Close to even, I would say. Yeah, maybe like right. minus 115, something like that.
In other words, now is not the time to bet the Celtics series, in my opinion.
I agree. Yeah, I agree 100%.
Like, I don't want to lay 175 and then they lose game one because of the massive rest advantage that Miami has. And then you see the much better price after game one. So I will probably be betting the Heat to win game one and then the Celtics to win the series after game one.
Okay, I agree completely, so no need for me to expound on it. We've talked about it a lot over the course of the show. I agree. All right, Dallas and Golden State. Dubs minus 235, Mavericks plus 188 at Bet Rivers.
Look, I mean, it's kind of a shocking number. I mean, I know the Warriors are supposed to truck the Mavs, but like, how, you know, the NBA is a superstar league. Just like the NFL is a quarterback league, the NBA is a superstar league. And yes, Steph Curry is a superstar, a Hall of Famer, the greatest shooter to ever play in the NBA, in my opinion. But Luka's a star, too. And we've Luka's seen these guys. But potentially, yeah. I mean,
not as a shooter, but as an overall player right now.
Right. I mean, he can just, there's just stuff he can do that Steph can't. I mean, like, you know, it's unlike, like, Luka is averaging almost a triple-double in the playoffs for his career. It's entirely possible that we see a LeBron-ish style takeover from Luka. Like, he's that capable of doing it. Now, I do believe with, like, Steph and Draymond and Klay Thompson and, you know, Steve Kerr coaching, like, all of that leads me to believe the Warriors are probably likely to win the series. But as Drew talked about early in the show, he thinks it should be closer to even money or, like, plus 120, minus 120. I'm willing to take the value at plus 188 and bank on Luka just being an animal. Plus, game one, Bill Ryder told us he thinks the Warriors are going to take the Mavs lightly and won't show up, which means we could get an upset in game one, and then this great value on the series price is gone.
I would never bet Golden State right now in the series. No. I also don't know if I want to bet Dallas just yet. So we can talk about, we'll talk about that tomorrow on the show and then on Wednesday because game one not coming up until Wednesday. But I think Dallas is live in the series as well. So I agree with you and I agree with everything that Bill said. So there you have it. Our bets for the NHL, all the series prices for round number two and for the conference finals in the NBA.